Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest. Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Well, hello, my witchy poo. How are you doing today? It wasn't really funny, but
okay, you guys didn't see
funny.
The visual. If you could see the punctuated visual with the body, it was really good. It was extraordinary. So it may not be
constantly animating myself. How are you doing though? You good today?
I am delighted to be here because I know it's just going to be fun. That's what I know. So I'm just doing great.
Yeah, too bad this episode isn't called The Pursuit of Fun. I think we should do that one too because
write that one down.
Pursuit. I am. This is what happens. Now we're pausing. Pursuit of Fun. Because that can really like help our soul, right?
Oh my
like,
God, it's such a high spiritual practice. It really is. Yeah. Well, okay, note to self. Future events coming your way.
It is. Future Pursuit episodes. Of Fun.
But today,
oh, jinx, you owe me a Coke.
You go.
You owe me a
Diet
Root Beer.
Did you mean a Diet Root Beer?
Yeah, I mean, you owe me a Diet Root Beer with heavy whipping cream. But our topic today is about trusting yourself. Mm. And, you know, this is something I feel like it's the thread that carries through so much of what we talk about. But we're really, like, this is very important to my witchy poo, and it's incredibly important to me, and I think you guys will understand very shortly why. Now, but I have to say before we get started is that my esteemed co-host actually wanted to call this episode, I'm totally writing you out for this. He wanted to call it, this is my favorite thing ever, is denial is not just a river in Egypt. And I'm like, it's 2020. It's not 1920. We are not calling an episode.
It was
denial
irony.
Is not a river
it
in
was
Egypt.
Irony.
I know, but it's like, that's been used.
I know, but this
forever.
Was just in private. This is supposed to be in-house communication. No, one
no it's not. It's now outhouse.
So look,
ha, ha,
this
ha,
is
ha,
the deal.
Outhouse, get it?
I get it. My elf has taken a full-time job, so I am stepping the F up, and I am like trying to make some notes and get things started and be kind and generous. That's it. I'm done.
No, you just can't name things. You keep working. It's great, but you're not allowed to name things.
It was an energetic placeholder because I knew it would make you laugh. That's why I did it.
But you are getting better at the naming thing, though. I will give you credit because you did one. I think you did one episode.
I named
one
episode.
You one out of 50. I mean, you're getting
that's really good.
Like a half a percent. Hey. You're getting half a.
Look,
yeah,
if what? You if 2%, we are in the Earth School classes of creativity, you are in the PhD and I am a kindergartner.
Yeah, that's true.
I am a worker. So I'm here. I put my head down. I go to work. That's what I do. I'm not the creative one. I'm the one who
And I like to decorate everything.
I decorate everything. But that's,
No, I like just to decorate the air.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
And different. That's the fun part. That's the creative part, right? It's like have fun with things.
Yeah, so we but, stay in our lane, sort of. I did make one attempt to like generate an idea or two, and this is the appreciation I get.
It is what you get.
I totally get outed. Oh my God.
It is what you get.
It's no good.
But anyway, we're talking about trusting ourselves, my witchy poo.
Yes, we are. And this is so important on so many levels, but specifically, there's so many ways to go with this, but we know we came here for a reason. Okay, and so mine is in creativity, so what?
Mine's a pie-eating creative type.
But my point is I still have things that I'm accountable for in this life, like that I, you know, have agreed to do, and not like, you know, I'm going to get sued when I get to the other side kind of way, but I'm still accountable. And so I have to be able to listen and discern my own guidance in a way that informs, inspires, and directs me. This is super important. And when there's, you know, like the, I'm bringing up a movie and you can be, I've been hanging out with you so long.
I'm afraid of what you're going to say if it's from the 1940s. I'm going to slap you through
It was the original version of, no, just kidding. It was the animated movie that was, I don't even know, forever ago, but Up. Remember the movie Up?
Oh,
that,
yeah.
Right, such a sweet movie. It's so sweet.
That's very sweet.
But it's the dog with the squirrels, right? Squirrel, right? The dog would go running, right? No matter what. And that's what happens. Our world is so compelling. There's so many fun things to do. There's so many fun things to play. That
just so many squirrels.
So many squirrels, right? Shiny objects.
A lot of squirrels.
Oh, shiny objects. Oh, shiny objects. What was I supposed to be doing? Right? That's what happens. And so we lose our connection to our own spiritual nature. And when we have spiritual experiences, we freaking deny them. Thus, the attempt at the giggle. Right? We actually deny.
We denial them.
We denial them. We deny
and them. Defile them.
You're going to keep going with this, aren't you?
I don't know. I just stop. Because it's a lot of torture for you.
It's uncomfortable. I'm like three shades of red. But my point is that when we have an experience, whether it's just that little whisper, or I thought I saw something in the corner of the room, or I thought I felt this, or I got excited when someone talked about this thing, like, oh, I would really like to know more about that. And because it doesn't come super loud, because it doesn't come super clear, right? It's in those whispers in our nervous system, in the back of our mind, we ignore them. And we think, oh, I didn't really hear that. Oh, I didn't really see that. Oh, I didn't really feel that. Oh, I thought I did, but I didn't. Because it's so subtle. It's not physical. It's not tangible. I mean, it can be tangible in that it's like in the pit of our stomach tangible. We can feel it that way, but we can't grab it in our hands. And because of that, it's so easy to lose it, to let it slip. And so this is why I want to talk about different ways that we can actually trust ourselves. Because if we don't learn and begin to double down on that which we actually know, we actually have experiences of, it's a huge cost to us. And it really slows down our advancement and our ability to navigate Earth School.
I love, and we've talked about this before, but one of my favorite things that has helped me understand the balance of things, stuff and things, is when you ask, well, what's that going to cost you?
Right.
I can tell you. Actually, when you don't pay attention, what it can cost us. And it can actually cost us our life. It can be that severe. It can actually cost us our life.
That's so real. That's so real. I know you have a story for us that I think our listeners will really like.
I do have a story. And, you know, I think I've teased it for 49 episodes now, that one day I was eventually going to tell this story. It's actually my book, and it's called Jacob Takes the Wheel. And it was the... really probably my most profound experience in this category of trusting yourself. And so Suzanne and I lived in LA for a long time, and I used to commute from Sherman Oaks to Century City, and that's where the Fox studio was. And, you know, I was in a car for 45 minutes to an hour every day. And so I would call people. It was my time to catch up. I mean, how many times did you get a call from me? Like, you just kind of know the phone rings at a certain time. It's like, oh, there's Julie, there's my aunt.
Drive time.
Drive time. Yeah, it was.
It was a total drive time call.
It was total drive time call. So this particular day, and I remember it was in the month of May. Oh, and that rhymed. That was cool. That I get in the car and I don't have my radio on because I had to list about five people that I wanted to call. And not a single person picked up the phone. And I found that to be really interesting. And I was like, what's going on? Why isn't he getting my call? So by the time I've like called these five people, I'm entering the 405 from Sepulveda Boulevard, and it's quiet in my car. So here I am, five calls in, nobody's answering. I'm on the freeway, my radio's off. I have my left hand on the steering wheel. And within seconds, I hear a voice as if you hear mine right now. It is that clear. And it was also loud. And that voice said to me, put your other hand on the wheel. And weirdly, I did.
I know this story inside and out. I just get chills everywhere.
It's crazy, right?
Get chills everywhere.
It was such an incredible moment. And this voice says, put your other hand on the wheel. So I do. And then the voice tells me, if your phone rings, don't answer it. In fact, don't look at it. And then there was this beat, this pause. And after this pause, I hear this voice that said, there's going to be an accident. So at that moment, my hands are 10 and 2 on the wheel. So those that have taken, you know, driver's ed, you know that those are the proper places for your hands to be placed.
You know, my elf does not always like to follow the rules.
No.
My creative elf.
Yeah, it's correct. So I have my hands on 10 and 2 on the wheel, and I am sitting up. In fact, I'm doing it right now. I'm actually reenacting so everybody knows. Like, I'm reenacting this moment. I am sitting straight up, 10 and 2, and I am looking. Like, I am alert, and my eyes are scanning from left to right, right to left, and I believe, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there was no question. The second I put my hand on that wheel, I believed. So within 60 seconds, and I know it was about 60 seconds because when I heard this voice, I was at the 405 in Sunset Boulevard. And 60 seconds later, which is about a mile later, takes me to Wilshire Boulevard. And I know that right when I get to Wilshire is when the two cars in front of me collide. Now, we're in Los Angeles. I mean, it's 405. You can't veer away.
It's rush hour.
It is your lane, man. Yep. And you got to do the best you can in your lane. And by the way, that's a really interesting lesson.
Yeah.
So your lane, do the best you can in your lane.
Great,
right?
Metaphor.
We need to note that one for, again, another later episode of when we do the pursuit of fun. So I see these two cars, they collide in front of me. And, you know, here I am alert. I'm ready for action. I pump my brakes and then I slam my brakes because I pumped it so the ones behind me could see my lights flashing so they knew something was going on so they wouldn't hit me. And then I slam so I don't hit the car in front of me. And I was like within centimeters of this car, like centimeters of hitting this car. And so I get out, make sure everybody is okay because that's what you do. And everybody seems fine. The car in front of me was kind of crappy, so she's probably relieved. She's going to get a new one. And so, I don't know how I'm making this story funny. But weirdly, I am. So I get back into my car, and I'm, you know, I'm shaken, and but not shaken to the core.
And delighted, right?
And delighted. Yeah. I'm freaked out, and I'm delighted. Yeah. And so the first thing I do is I call Suzanne. And so I called Suzanne, and I tell her the story, and she's like, wow. She's like, you don't sound freaked out at all. And I said, well, I was prepared. So when you're ready for something, you don't. And then, of course, my wife in her infinite wisdom is like, well, who do you think it was? Was it Mona? Because she wants to know who the voice was.
Yeah.
And for those that haven't heard us talk about Mona, quickie on Mona, very dear friend of ours. In fact, Mona's a connection on how we met, Brenda.
Right. That part of our origin story.
Yeah, she's one of the, she's part of the M squad. And so Mona's a very dear friend of ours, and she was killed in a car accident. And at this point, it's probably about 2 years after that is when this situation happened. I said to Suze, I go, no, it wasn't Mona. She goes, how do you know? And I said, because it was a man's voice.
It was a dude.
It was a man's voice. And she goes, what? I said, yeah, it was a man's voice. And she goes, call Patricia. And I'm like, all right. And y'all know Patricia by now. So I hang up with Suzanne. I call Patricia, and Patricia says to me, so I tell her the story, and she goes, oh my, I've never heard such specificity from a message from the other side like this. She goes, I've heard of cases where people get an inkling, or they might, you know, a little, like maybe a fraction of what I experience, people will experience. She goes, so specific. And she goes, do you know about spirit guides? I said, well, yeah, kind of, you know, ish. She goes, well, this is what our spirit guides do. She goes, you know, they can protect us. And she goes, this sounds like, you know, what your spirit guide.
And we're going to talk more about spirit guides when we come back.
And when we're back.
Oh, one of my favorite topics. And welcome back to spirit guides.
To my spirit guide specifically. So to continue on, as I was talking to Patricia, she was saying, this is what spirit guides do. They protect you. And she goes, have you ever met your spirit guide? I'm like, no, I haven't. And she goes, well, you have now. I'm like, okay. So I get to work. By the way, the story's not over, everybody. It gets even weirder. So I go to work and I'm like, I'm a bit off. Like, I'm just, because this whole incident is like, you know, swimming in my head and in my aura and in my person and everything about my own personal orbit. This whole thing is just kind of like shook and delighted, right? So fast forward to when I get my car to leave work, and I'm in my car and I call Pam. And Pam, just so everybody knows, is Mona's sister. And Pam was in the car when Pam and her husband in the car when Mona had the accident and died and jumped. So I call Pam because it's just to check in. And I'm like, call her. She says hello. I don't even think I said hello. I said, you're never going to believe what happened. Oh, my God. And I jump into the story because it's crazy, right? Like, I mean, you would tell a lot of people the story. I decided to write in a book. But, you know, you tell people these things happen. So I tell her what happened. And she goes, huh. And I'm like, what do you mean by huh? Of course, my reaction I was looking for was, holy crap. You know, I was looking for something of like just the magnitude of the event that happened. And huh is does not really express the magnitude of what had happened to me
epic
that morning.
Epic fail, Pam.
A total epic fail. Total epic fail. So she goes,
are you hearing that?
I sound like a dog. And your light just flickered. Just P.S. Is that Mona fucking with your shit?
I don't know. It sounded like there was a dump truck in my ears. Like it went.
Oh, wow. I heard some of it sound like dog-like to me. So I heard a bit of it. You know, when that last time that happened when we were with each other, I heard a wolf howling. And you said to me, I go, did you hear that? And you're like, no, what was it? I said, it's like I heard a wolf howling. She goes, well, that wasn't meant for me, my elf. That was meant for you. So a dump drunk was meant for you, my witch.
Great.
We're going to rename this to...
Trust yourself. Trust.
Ghost in my machine.
We're having three more episodes out of this one.
We are, right, and we're really dragging this one out. So we go back to me talking to Pam, and she responds to me with a huh. And she said, do you want to hear the other half of your story? And I'm like, okay, fine.
And then you're like, huh.
As if I haven't had enough, right, for the day. It's like, yes, please give me the other half of what happened to me this morning. And she goes, well, you know, she said to me, she goes, you know how I can, you know, be depressed and sad, because she was really grieving the loss of her sister, and also her husband sustained permanent brain damage as a result of the accident. And she goes, so when you called, I was in bed. And she goes, but I had the phone and I saw that you were calling, and I went to go reach for the phone and my body wouldn't move. She goes, it's the first time in my life that my body didn't do what I asked it to do. She goes, imagine what would have happened if I would have picked up the phone. And I said, I'd be dead today. She goes, yeah, you'd be dead today. Because a very important piece that I forgot is when I was talking to Patricia after I talked to Suzanne, I made some like smart ass comment, because that's who I am, when she was talking about spirit guides. And I said, well, it's a good thing, because I could have hurt that woman in the car in front of me. And she said, oh, no, 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 honey. It wasn't that woman's life your guide was saving. It was yours. So I know exactly the price that we can pay if we don't trust ourselves.
It's so real. And thank you for sharing that story and the full story.
You got the full boat.
It's such a beautiful and compelling story.
And utterly changed my life.
And yeah.
Because I have one. So would I necessarily been killed? I'm not sure. But I could have been hurt like a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could have been damaged.
Yeah.
But probably dead.
Definitely not the vibrant, creative spirit we see today. Right.
But they're here to protect us, right? And that is part of the spirit. Eventually, we'll have a spirit guide episode and we'll talk very much about this, but that's what they do. But now we're going back to about trusting ourselves and, you know, understanding about the price.
But first, we're going to take a break.
Is it that damn truck in your ear?
No, it's not that truck. We're just going to take a break.
All right, everybody, welcome back. I think that my witchy poo is actually going to share with us the origin story on why this was such an important episode for her to do, not name, because she's not allowed to do that anymore, but the reason why this was so important to her.
It was never allowed. It was an internal document.
Wah, 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 wah. That's all I heard. You heard a truck early in your ear. All I heard in my ear was wah, 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 like I'm the teacher on Peanuts.
Didn't we recently do an episode about being vulnerable with people and sometimes it doesn't go well?
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never heard of such a thing.
All right. So this concept came up because I recently did my spirit guide class, which was so much fun. Oh my gosh. I loved this class so much and loved the students and I loved the topic and connecting people in with their spirit guides. And it was a blast. And this concept, my students cracked me up. So, we went through this multi-week class and connected in and supported each other and do these great deep meditations and meet the different guides. And one of my students sent me an email and said, you know, I know you're watching us during meditation and, you know, can you tell me if this, you know, basically a doctor who helps us in the physical domain of our Earth School journey, you know, the what we call the body doc, right? You know, is my body doc named, you know, we'll call it Dr. Flower or whatever it is. And I said, I don't think it is, but it might be, and I'm not sure. And, you know, so she sends an email asking me this question. And then in the next paragraph, she says, so the other day I had this headache, and I never get headaches, but it was really intense and I was uncomfortable. And so I asked this Dr. Flower, because I don't know if that's the spirit guide's name or not. I'm not sure. So I asked her for help, and it went away in like less than 30 seconds. It was gone. But I don't know if I'm doing this right. And I'm like, what more do you need? What more do you need to have confirmation that, okay, so maybe it's not perfect, but maybe it's not the clarity that you want? Because I always tease, you know, people want a FedEx package delivered with bullet points that says this, this, and this. You know, that's not how your guidance works. That's like, yeah. It's that pit in your stomach. It's the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. Like that's the guidance. It's subtle. It's, we don't all get put both hands on the wheel, right?
No, we don't get put your other hand on the wheel. We don't.
But we can if we trust, you know. And so this student just delighted me to no end. And I just was so, my giggles are all joy-filled. They're not judging her. I was just so joy-filled for the confirmation and making sure I pointed out to her, you asked me for confirmation, but you sent the confirmation. You don't need my confirmation.
You needed to journal. That's what you needed
journaling
to do.
Journaling can be
very helpful.
She sent
you She's like, sent you a page out of her journal, apparently,
exactly.
Is what happened. But sometimes we can also ask for an answer, ask for guidance, and it comes to us in, you know, really unexpected ways. You know, this is a really beautiful story of one of your students, and I'm so happy and really thrilled for her.
She's amazing.
Yeah, I'm so happy for her. I don't know who it is, but I'm going to ask you later. But I think that other times we can ask, and also remember, everybody, when you ask, the answer might be a bit unnerving to you.
So one of my engagements, we'll start with that.
Wow, Isla, you're getting so you're flying your freak flag high these days. You're just like being at home. You just forgot there's a world out there. So you're just like, well, you know, one of my engagements. I'm not going to out you how many.
Well,
you've had.
You know,
that's
I talked about how I like jewelry, right? So I was collecting engagement rings for. I didn't have a budget. So. No, I'm totally kidding. I'm totally kidding. I mean, not really. But so my point is that I had a very beautiful life where I was engaged to a symphony musician. And it was an extraordinary world of beauty and magic and music and literally seeing angels dance when he played. It was Such a blessing.
It sounds enchanting.
It was completely enchanting. And yet, there were some issues. There were some disconnects. There were some things that, you know, hurt me, kept me on edge, kept me wondering and trying and uncertain and questioning myself. And I know enough to listen to those and to lean into them and not back away and not bury them and not deny them and to search myself, like not make him accountable, be in conversation with, like, how can we evolve through this? How can we work through this? But not make him accountable for how I feel, right? But really leaning into what is my guidance telling me? And everything was, you know, really having me lean towards leaving the relationship. And so one night he was returning home after being in some music festivals for the summer.
But you didn't know why though, right? Like when you were thinking about leaving, you didn't know why. Weren't you asking?
What's at the core? Like, you know, that deep internal searching, like what's at the core? Like I couldn't figure out what was at the core and why did I feel disconnected? And why is this not the deep connection that you long for someone that you love and someone you want to build a life together with? Like what was missing and why couldn't, there was something between us that was separating and I didn't know what that was. And so I, you know, did a deep ritual and meditation before he returned home from these festivals. He'd been gone for months and I had visited him and we were connected in that way, but still searching for that kind of deep connection that I was longing for. And, you know, and I just really asked, let it be revealed. Let me know what am I missing? So that I can either address it and double down or just leave and say, this is not something I can fix or switch in a way that is helpful. So I'm helping him unpack the car, and he's moving things into the house. And there's a box in the trunk that I couldn't quite reach because, you know, it was way deep back. And this was a while ago. It was a long time ago. So I reached for the box, and when I pulled it, it tipped over. And an entire box of VHS pornography tapes come flying down to the end of the trunk. And I was like...
We call it porn, Brenda, just so you know. We call it porn. We don't call it pornography. We call it porn.
I stand corrected.
Yes, it's called porn.
Thank you, Mael, for teaching me such things.
So, you're welcome. It's called porn.
Thank you. So these very specific tapes, VHS tapes come flying out. And this isn't a judgment about porn one way or another. The judgment was that it was a lie. Like, I didn't know. I just didn't know. Like, it wasn't like 2-3 tapes. It was a box full of tapes. So he was gone for 2 months, figure it out, people. So, but my point is, and I do have one, my point was, it like when it happened, of course I was upset. Of course I was shocked, but I also giggled because I was like, oh my God, I was just shown the period at the end of the sentence said, stop asking. Like, I'd been in this place of not knowing, not feeling good, not feeling firm, not feeling, being able to connect, not knowing that. And they're like, stop it. You know, this is what it is. Now get into action. It was such a huge gift. I'm asking, I'm searching. I know something's not right, but I don't know what it is. And the truth is, I didn't need to know what it was, but it was so undeniably in my face. There was no going back. There was no, I couldn't unsee that, right? And so I was so grateful, and I just giggled. I'm like, if it had been anything less, I would have been like, I can work through that. I can love enough for both of us. I'm so committed. It's like, oh, this is a load of crap. I'm out of here.
Well, so here's an interesting lesson, everybody listening, is that your hosts would either be dead or married to porn gods if we did not listen to ourselves. And I think that's really important because that, seriously, that's... I really wish you could see Brenda just then. I'm so glad we're not in like a physical studio right now because I would, like, my forehead would be black and blue for her flicking it. But I would be dead and you'd be married to porn guy. If we didn't listen, I call him porn guy now just so everybody knows. Not pornography guy, he's porn guy. I say things jokingly, obviously, just because if I don't, it's not as easy for everybody to accept these stories. And humor, also laughter, helps us heal through these things because it's not funny what happened to you, Brenda. And it's certainly not funny what happened to me and what's happened to other people.
And we're so grateful, right? Because when you're paying attention, you get the lesson.
So great. And you still get to be here.
Yeah.
Right? Oh my gosh. And you also get to not be entangled. And again, I'm not judging porn. Whatever.
Yeah, it sounds porn. Funny.
It does. I love. I mean, porn also rhymes with corn, and so I mean, there's like you could just go to town and have fun with corn porn or whatever. But no judgment whatsoever. Seriously, no judgment.
No. It was the lie, right? It was the lie
because what you saw between you, right. Like the separation, was that, and didn't. I mean, it could have been. I don't know, axe throwing gear. No, that doesn't work.
Anyhow, the point is,
either way,
I knew on some level, but in my mind, I couldn't imagine
that. It was kept
away
from you.
But I knew there was something that was separating us and looking for the clarity, wanting to understand. And sometimes you just know, you don't have to understand. And it usually is revealed later. It really is. If you can learn to trust yourself, the what is revealed later.
In a box of VHS tapes is how yours is revealed.
That was period at the end of the sentence. Possibly an exclamation point.
I think that was an exclamation point for sure. I love how you say F on air. And I'm going to tell everybody, she says fuck in real life. But she's like, and F this and F that. And I'm like, we already have an explicit rating, lady. Let it flow freely.
Anyhow, our point is, and we do have one, it just is so critical for you to live the life that you came to live, to trust your instincts, trust your longings, and don't subjugate that to anything. It doesn't mean you don't work with people or compromise some things to make sure everybody gets what they need. Like, you don't have to pounce over people, but don't override your true guidance. You will be so pleased and so satisfied moving through life, paying attention and honoring your guidance. It just is a more fun journey. It keeps affirming you. The more you pay attention, the more your confirmations build.
And to add to that point, a few of our listeners that have written and what they have struggled with, and I think many of you probably have, is when you are influenced, you know, with your circle of friends and family that may not believe in any of this, may not believe about trusting yourself, trusting your instincts, and so on and so forth, and they begin to create doubt within you. So when you're in these situations, truly, don't think about anybody else. Don't think about what their opinions are. Don't even think about Jacob or porn guy. It's like if you...
Please don't put them in the same sentence.
You know, Jacob's pissed right now, by the way. He has a great sense of humor, so he's good. But try the best you can to not let the opinion of others about this space deter you away from really paying attention to these moments, because I cannot tell you the conversations I've had, the emails that I've gone back and forth about this very thing, about this influence. Like I had somebody that talked about like their boyfriend, you know, made fun of her about her beliefs, and even listening to our show, of course, I'm like, send his ass to me. But that's the point. And because he keeps making fun of her and he keeps denigrating like her path in spirituality. And the first thing I said was, what does that tell you? But that's a whole other thing. Mm-hmm. But I think we let those outside influences in to where we don't trust, even if we want to. And so I just think that's a really, because I felt that as you were talking, I felt those stories, mm-hmm. and those things, those examples from people where just shed that stuff. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It matters what you think.
And what you feel. Pay attention to how you feel. When you feel uncomfortable, when you feel shame, when you feel anger that you don't have an outlet for because you're just so frustrated, pay attention. That's your guidance. That's your guidance directing you and redirecting you to your own path, the one that you signed up for.
And the scorecard doesn't ask for description. So if you get guidance and you decide to make a move, you don't have to tell people why.
Yeah.
You don't, because your scorecard is someplace else.
You can go all.
It's called the Akashic Records, man.
All 10-year-old. I'm the boss of me.
I'm the boss of me. I'm the boss of me, damn it.
That's enough. That should do it.
Bryn, I'm so glad you wanted to talk about this. And I also am very grateful now that I'm a working girl again that you're like picking up some of my slack.
Happy to help for a team, baby.
And I'm going to give you hell for some of your stuff. You know, I do it out of love.
I'm never going to title another one. It'll just be
no, I want
number
you to
one.
Keep titling them. I know. Keep doing it, because we do have to keep entertaining people. But thank you for that.
The only other thing I would say is, again, I just want to put on a plug for meditation, because it helps all that noise of, oh, I feel bad, and oh, I'm mad about, or I'm disappointed that I didn't get supported, or I'm distracted by someone else's needs. Even the 3 to 5 minute meditation, like if you can just breathe and clear your head, things will bubble up that you're supposed to focus on. Things will bubble up as your guidance. The practice serves you. You know, I can't end a conversation about your own instincts without bringing up spacious meditation.
And you're right. You know, when I started to practice that, things just changed in my life. So drastically. So I will be the one who makes fun of everything and then adopts it.
AKA including keto, meditation.
AKA yoga. Keto, meditation, yoga, the whole thing. If I make fun of it, you know, I'll be doing it in 6 months.
Or 2 years.
Or 2 years, whatever. What's time?
It's all
anyway.
Good. Thanks so much for listening today. And remember, Earth School is hard.
Without the other side. Thanks, everybody. And thank you, my witchy poo.
Thank you, my elf. Bye. Thanks for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Maya Cole, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at Other Side Guides. Or shoot us a note at othersideguides@iheartradio.com. And you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think. We want to know what you know. And we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.